Welcome and thanks for joining Deacon Ryan, the people's platform and community where like-minded people come together to gather, pray, and above all, share our love for both God and one another. That's Here with Deacon Ryan. Let's pray.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory.
Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing, for what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds, the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends, last week, Shelby and I had the privilege of accompanying a group of students on our alternative spring break, and it's great to see some of those missionaries here today. We traveled down to Lake Charles, Louisiana, where we worked on three different projects. The first was to paint the shutters and doors on a house owned by a blind couple. Our second project was to clean up the debris left after a man's trailer was destroyed in a tornado in January. What made that case particularly sad was that this was the second home on his property. His first home had been destroyed in Hurricane Rita back in 2005. And our third project was to assist a woman who was going through a very difficult time in her life. She had lost her job and was literally living inside of a metal container that SeaWorld used to transport polar bears. Was infested with rats and cockroaches. There were piles of rat droppings inches thick. Now, if we showed up and our ministry to them was to simply read our first reading, if we proclaim to them that they shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them, or if we proclaim to them, "Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you." If we simply read to them those lines from Scripture, would it have made a significant impact on them as they struggle to come to terms with the pain and loss, and in some cases, hopelessness that they were experiencing. A group of college kids from Dallas, Texas, they had just met strangers reading to them the responsorial psalm, "The Lord is gracious and merciful," from a place of privilege while they stood in a pile of cockroach eggs and rat feces or little 2-inch by 2-inch pieces of their life. Would their response have been amen? That could have been our approach. But instead, what I saw was a group of students who entered into the lives of those they were there to serve, who literally entered into the muck and grime and broken little pieces of their lives. And I saw students work so very hard to put the pieces of a man's life back together. I saw them cleaning and building and repairing the lives of others and restoring them to their dignity. And while that was happening, each of those who served constantly accompanied those whom we were serving, ministering to them by being present, honoring them, honoring their experiences, honoring their pain, asking them questions, affirming them, encouraging them. What I saw there was a group of students who were the face of Christ to those they not only served, but loved. In our gospel today, we get a privileged glimpse into the inner workings of the Holy Trinity. We see the relationship between the Father and the Son, how Jesus and his Father are in perfect harmony and perfect union. We see that their relationship is in constant movement, that perichoresis, and we see that we're invited into that life-giving relationship. We're invited to share in their love. But this is not just a passive encounter that we have with our God. We have work to do. Christ starts out our gospel today talking about the work he has to do, the work that the Father has to do, the work that we have to do. We're called to imitate Christ, to be in union with him, to want what he wants, to do what he does, to become his presence to others, just as he was his Father's presence to us. In the words of St. Paul to the Colossians, "Whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." I saw this in Lake Charles. I saw our students respond to Jesus. I witnessed their understanding of what Jesus meant when he said that what we do to the least of his brothers and sisters, we do to him. I saw them first and foremost enter into a relationship with those he had called them to serve, and I witnessed transformation. In one of the cases, I saw a woman remember that she had value, that she is worthy of love, and that she is loved. We heard her profess that before her encounter with Christ in the person of these students, these missionaries, she was hopeless, and yet now she had hope. My friends, this Lent, we have an opportunity to deepen our relationship with Christ, to turn away from sin, to fast from those things that get in the way of our union with him, to give alms, to do those spiritual and corporal acts of mercy, and so enter more fully into the life of the Holy Trinity, to have an encounter with our Lord that goes beyond just simple obedience to a set of rules or obligations. And from that place of encounter, we need to listen to the words we hear in our gospel, in the gospel we hear today. We need to listen to the voice of the Son of God and allow his word to shape us, to mold us. and from there to witness to him just as he witnessed to the Father. For those we had the privilege of serving this spring break, from that place of encounter, from that place of love, at that point, not before, but at that point, if we were then to proclaim what we heard in our responsorial psalm, the Lord lifts up all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down, from that place of encounter, I know their response to that scripture would be a heartfelt amen.
Thanks once again for taking the time to join Deacon Ryan, the people's platform and community where like-minded people come together to gather, pray, and above all, share our love for both God and one another. That's Here with Deacon Ryan.